Welcome to the podcast for the weekend of March 17, 2023. This week we pray for those who live in the darkness of the world yet desire to know God, that God would light the way for them through his Son Jesus. Our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 42. For a long time, I have held my peace. I have kept still and restrained myself. Now I will cry out like a woman in labor. I will gasp and pant. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn the rivers into islands and dry up the pools. And I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. They are turned back and utterly put to shame, who trust in carved idols, who say to metal images, "You are our gods." Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is blind as my dedicated one, or blind as the servant of the Lord? He sees many things, but does not observe them. His ears are open, but he does not hear. The Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake to magnify his law and make it glorious. Our next reading is from Ephesians chapter 5. The Apostle Paul writes, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, 'Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" Our next reading comes from John chapter 9. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I'm the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes and I washed and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they again said to the blind man, "What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but how he now sees, we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So, for the second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." The reading for our discussion comes from John chapter 14. Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on you do know him, and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live. You also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. Christ is risen, but before he could rise, he had to first be crucified and then was buried. We continue with our series, The 12 Who Followed Him to Jerusalem, our Lenten series. This is part 3, Let Not Your Hearts Be Troubled. In all, I've coached elementary kids in cross country for 15 years. Many of the kids were not ever going to be in that front pack of runners. When that is the case, you will more or less have people in front of you who will guide you on that course. I want them to know and understand the course by studying the map and getting some time in on it before the race. But every once in a while, I have had runners that were in that top tier. For those runners, I remind them, you must absolutely know the course. You must know where you are going. I also try to give them some tips for strategy on the course, if they're willing to listen, mind you. It's hard to get a 7 to 14-year-old to listen carefully. You tell them about the course and you answer the questions you think they might have, but as soon as you've told them about something, they turn right around and ask the very same question that you answered. Indeed, I remember a time when my own team in high school didn't do very well in a dual meet because our team didn't know the course as well as the other team, and so we had to backtrack. Knowing the way is important. Have you ever gotten lost driving around? Or are you one of those people who studies the map and knows the important details? When we would take road trips growing up, we would often stop at a motel, and as the evening wore on, we had time to play some games as a family. But before that could take place, Dad would drag out the Rand McNally Atlas, twice as large in size as an 8x11 sized book, and study very carefully the route that we were to go the next day, writing down the various roads we were to take. From time to time, we would find ourselves in construction waiting for an hour to get through a blocked area of road. Google and Apple Maps and certain other apps help us to avoid this kind of thing by telling us how to skirt around all the trouble and avoid long waits. A voice tells you exactly where to turn and how far it is to the turn. It even tells you how to get back on course if you miss your turn. When you are born into this world, it is not a given that you will have instructions for this life. It is not a given that you will have commandments to guide you, loving parents to help you understand how best to live. I grieve for young people that have no one to guide them, who struggle at home and at school. Yet, because a person has a difficult life growing up, or trouble, by no means does it have to remain that way. I've seen young people with difficult growing up experiences turn it all around. In the fallen world, sometimes we can be left without a map, without direction. Yet, the God who is the God of the heavens and earth and everything, the Lord of lords, the Lord of all, is always there. And for those who are guided to seek him, he is always there with us. It is comforting when you have a guide, someone that can help you, someone who comes to get you when you are struggling or in trouble. In my first years in the parish, I had a good friend who went through seminary with me, who I could use as a sounding board. When I was irked or irritated about something or struggling, I would go out in the field behind my office and call my friend Daryl. His guidance and friendship was a great blessing, especially because he was a man of faith. Daryl had spina bifida, and he passed away back in 2011. There comes a point where our mentors and helpers and guides will not always be there for us. God knows our troubles and our cares. When we struggle, when we have troubles, we can always, always lift up our voices to God, and He will hear us and guide us through troubles. He is an ever-present help in our need. Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Jesus says in John chapter 14, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? There are folks all around us, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods, who did not come from families where they went to church, or were guided by family members who knew the Lord. We see them wandering around our neighborhoods on Sunday mornings, enjoying a walk or headed for breakfast. Without God, our time in this world would be aimless. Those who don't know the Lord wander the world aimlessly without a sense of direction or purpose. People become focused on personal and professional gain without understanding our true purpose in the world. We get wrapped up in the busy things of life. God wants us to know Him and sending His Son. When Thomas asked, how can we know the way, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The world does not like this answer. When Philip wants Jesus to show him the Father, Jesus tells them, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. What Jesus offers is not what the world offers. He does not offer fame, riches, or power. What he offers is peace, life, salvation, and the gracious love of God. When we look upon the works of Jesus, we are seeing a reflection of our loving Father in heaven. And God doesn't leave us aimless, wayward souls in this world. Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. He also added, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. In this life, we have a Helper to guide us, who will teach us how to live and who puts in our hearts an understanding of what is right and wrong. His Holy Spirit comes to us through His Word and dwells in us through holy baptism. God is always with us. And finally, as we face all the troubles and cares of this world, Jesus gives us comfort. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now, I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here." Because Jesus has won the victory over sin, death, and the devil on the cross, the ruler of this world has no claim over you either. You have instead been transferred to God's kingdom, and the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has written his name on you, claiming you as his own. Be not troubled. Be not afraid. God is with you, and he shows you the way. Will you pray with me? Lord, Heavenly Father, there are times when it is easy to be aimless and to not understand which way we should go in this life. Keep us ever on the path of following your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, that we might set aside sin and run the race of life with our eyes fixed on Jesus and ever trusting in you. Give us faith through your Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with additional prayers. Lord Heavenly Father, we know of many who live in the darkness of this world. We know that there are many of these who seek to know you, who desire to know you. We pray, Lord Heavenly Father, that you would light the way for them through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord Heavenly Father, we pray for those who mourn, who need comforting. Care for them in their time of need. Lord Heavenly Father, we pray for those who are ailing in any way, for those going through surgeries, for those rehabilitating from surgery. We pray for those dealing with COVID injuries and any other kind of injury, that they might be restored. Help them to look to you in all their needs. We pray that you care for us in these strange and difficult times. O Lord God, light our way through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. Our special verse this week comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, where the Apostle Paul writes, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." All of our scriptures, all of our verses come from the English Standard Version of Scripture.
Built on the rock. Built on the rock. Built on the rock. Built on the rock, the church shall stand, even when steeples are falling, crumbled half spires in every land, bells still are chiming and calling, calling the young and old. Longing for rest everlasting. Surely in temples made with hands, God the Most High is not dwelling. High above earth his temple stands, all earthly temples excelling. Yet he who dwells in heaven above chooses to live with us. making our bodies his temple. We are God's house, God's living stones, built for his own habitation. He through baptismal grace us owns, heirs of his wondrous salvation. And his favor. Here stands the font before our eyes, telling how God has received us. The altar recalls Christ's sacrifice, and what his supper here gives us. Here sound the scriptures that proclaim Christ yesterday, today the same, and evermore our Redeemer. Grant then, O God, when the church bells are ringing, many in saving faith may come, where Christ his message is bringing. I know my own, know me, you not the world my faith shall see. My peace I leave with